Finding God in All Things. Day 24. The Only Everlasting Relationship. Yesterday, I invited you to explore why you follow God. In the reflection, I also asked about your ultimate desire in life. Is it the joy of eternal life or the Father Himself? You might wonder, aren't they the same? If there's the Father, there's eternal life, and vice versa, right? Yes, but that's not the crux of the question. The crucial point lies in whether there are correct motives and attitudes behind this desire. The focus of our reflection yesterday was to rectify or purify the utilitarian mindset within us. The impure attitude that focuses on our own interests. Our focus and goals should be centered on God Himself, rather than the benefits He brings to us. Only when our focus is on God can we have the correct motives and drive to establish a relationship with Him. Otherwise, our attention remains on how to meet the basic requirements of being a Christian, using our own abilities, without focusing on cultivating a relationship with God, or simply establishing a superficial relationship. This is a common pitfall that many Christians easily fall into. Therefore, when setting life goals, we need to figure out what we truly desire in our hearts. Is it the relationship itself, or the benefits gained through the relationship? If our ultimate goal is to attain eternal life instead of longing to be with our Heavenly Father, not only is it unfair to God, but our original intention is also misguided and somewhat selfish. This mindset will lead us away from God's will and His teachings, and will ultimately harm or even destroy our relationship with God. In serious cases, our choices will cause us to lose the eternal life that God desires to give us. In the eternal kingdom, we have only one ultimate relationship, and that is with God. The establishment and cultivation of this relationship must begin in the present life. If we have no relationship with our Heavenly Father, why would we have a reason to return to the Father's house? When we understand that eternal life means being with the Father forever, it becomes easier to comprehend that we should not wait until our return to our heavenly home to build a relationship with God. Instead, we should strive to establish an intimate relationship with God in this life, preparing ourselves well to dwell with the Father in the eternal heavenly home after our brief existence in this temporary world comes to an end. I believe no one will deny that there is no shortcut to building relationships between people. Time, patience, and selfless love are the most basic and important elements. Since God wants us to put Him first, He certainly wants us to have a closer relationship with Him than any other relationship between humans. Therefore, we should understand that if fleeting relationships in the earthly realm require a substantial effort to cultivate, how much more does the eternal relationship between God and each one of us require our attention and tender loving care? Is your relationship with God the center of your faith and spiritual life? Why? Now, please take a moment before the Lord to examine the motives behind your relationship with Him. Are there areas that need correction or purification? In your communication with God, besides various requests, do you engage in inner dialogues with Him? How would you go about deepening your relationship with God? Abba, Father, thank you for giving me the opportunity today to examine my relationship with you. Whether it's my motives or expectations of you, I realize I have many impure intentions that seriously deviate from your will. I feel ashamed of my selfishness and ask for your forgiveness for all my trespasses. Please, once again, help me purify my thoughts and motives so that I won't only consider my own interests, but also be mindful of your feelings. Grant me a new perspective and mindset so that I may be more willing to set aside time and space to encounter and commune with you in prayer, preparing myself to live with you forever in the heavenly home.